First of all, I'd like to pay my full dandavat pranam to Srila Prabhupada, who brought the Panchatattva picture, carried it with him. And if you see the background, is that actually original photo drawing that Prabhupada brought, carried with him all the way here. And also, I appreciate Prabhupada translating Chaitanya Charitamrita so nicely with purport. Without his purport, some of the topics in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 6 would be difficult for me to understand. So I appreciate Prabhupada for doing that favor, merciful. In the beginning of chapter 6, there is a verse, first verse explained, Bande tam Srimat Advaita Acharyam Adhuta Cheshtitam Jasya Prasadat Agyopi Tatsarupam Nirupaya. The question arises, why do we have to celebrate the Advaita Acharya's appearance day? What is the benefit? Who will be benefited? How will be benefited? And how can we perceive his mercy? This one verse explains this. And the translation goes by Srila Prabhupada that I pay my humble, respectful obeisances to Advaita Acharya, who is non-different from Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is also established as a perfect devotional preacher called Acharya. And one will be benefited when he can glorify and appreciate the characteristics, personality and his pastimes and contribution to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Then question may arise, how do we get the mercy of Advaita Acharya? So he explains in that verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Agopi means the ignorant, born in ignorance person, how is he going to get? Jasya Prasadat, by his mercy. And if you look at in the text 6, Srila Prabhupada put very secretly that if we can appreciate today, I'm also begging everyone, you all are mostly senior to me, I'm also talking to myself, if we can appreciate everything that Srila Prabhupada and Advaita Acharya, all our Guru Parampara and all the devotees around us, if we can appreciate and if we feel grateful, then the transcendental truth, which cannot be approached with this mundane mind or senses, can have a flow to our heart. So individually, if we can appreciate today and feel grateful, what great wealth they have given for each of us, then the flow of spiritual truth will be revealed in the heart. Otherwise, not possible. If you look at the second line on the first sloka of that chapter, Jasya Prasadat Agyopi Tat Sarupam Nirupaya. Only by the mercy of Advaita Acharya, even the most fallen person can understand the secret truth of this pastimes, attributes and characteristics of great personality of Advaita Acharya. So Srila Prabhupada narrate in the whole chapter 6 that how important to focus on that. Can we all find something to appreciate today of Advaita Acharya's contribution in Krishna consciousness in each individual life of ours? Then the flow of his mercy today will manifest in our heart. And there is no other way. So, I was making a little slideshow. Keshava Prabhu putting it up. The first one, that when we know this truth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming down to this world, then we'll understand why Advaita Acharya came, why Nityananda Prabhu came, why everybody came. In Adilila chapter 8, text 4, Prabhupada writes, in the beginning of our chanting, we should always invoke the mercy of Guru and Panchatattva. Without invoking their mercy, we should not chant Hare Krishna. And this question was repeated, or several times was asked even to Srila Prabhupada. I mentioned before that in the morning walk, Giriraj Maharaj, he was a brahmachari that time, he was remembering this discussion between Srila Prabhupada and Loknath Maharaj. And Loknath Goswami asked Prabhupada, the chanting Panchatattva, there is no offense, why you are introducing us to chant 69 of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Why not just chant Panchatattva? So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you can chant Panchatattva mantra. So they went a little pause for a while, then we asked again, but Prabhupada, you said to chant Hare Krishna. So then Prabhupada says, yes, you should chant Panchatattva mantra. Then when you get the mercy of Panchatattva, the five features of Absolute Truth, then you will know the secret that Mahaprabhu, when you get the mercy of Mahaprabhu and all his other associates, then Mahaprabhu said, with that mercy you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Giriraj Maharaj was stressing about this point, that we should always chant Panchatattva mantra when we take our japa bag, not immediately just Hare Krishna. We should appreciate first Prabhupada who introduced this to us, to me at least, as the Shiksha Guru, eternal Shiksha Guru. So appreciating his, that he has given me a chance to serve, which I had no clue when I was born. So I appreciate his mercy, and then by his mercy I will get the Panchatattva mercy. And then we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Then chanting Hare Krishna will definitely give these four results. And we'll have a third slide we discuss. So when knowing this truth, I recall some of the pastimes that from Mother Mula Prakriti's book and Srila Prabhupada's also explanation, how important is Advaita Acharya's presence in our life. Srila Prabhupada, when he was a family person or involved with the grihastha life, he expressed that he used to play the role of Advaita Acharya. And it was very attractive to the audience in Calcutta and other area. One time Srila Prabhupada says that he was acting as a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the play. But then he recalled previously when he would play that role, people would clap, you know, nice play. But that time nobody was clapping. And he was wondering what happened. So he came very close from the stage to the audience and he saw they were shedding tears. The play was so effective. Prabhupada was acting as Advaita Acharya, so effective that devotees are very much involved with this tasting of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. In song, very famous song, you all know, Je Gorange Namalai Tarahai Premadhai. So when I was listening this a few years back, I was thinking like Gauranga, you know, just you say, can we say all Gauranga? Now each of you must be endowed with full of love of God, right? At this moment, because you say this. I have that doubt, and Prabhupada says, the chanting Lord Gauranga's name, immediately you should be endowed with love of God. But then he mercifully explained, but that name Gauranga is not just an alphabet Gauranga. It's a five truth. When you understand the five truth together, then it is Gauranga name. So it is important that we understand all five features together, then chanting Gauranga's name, immediately love of Godhead will rise in the heart. This is in the songbook of Prabhupada, he explained this. Then the third point, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming to this material world is caused by Advaita Acharya. In the history of Gauriya, that we see that when Maheshwar Visharad made with his son Sarvama Bhattacharya and Vachaspati, his other son, who was the guru of Sanatana Goswami Pad, and Sanatana Goswami Pad initiated to Rupa Goswami Pad. Rupa Goswami Pad, Sanatana Goswami Pad, they got Shiksha and changed their name by Mahaprabhu's association. But Brahman Gayatri Mantra got Sanatana Goswami from Vachaspati. So Navadvip was very vibrant, like a Oxford or Harvard that we admire in the material education world. So Navadvip was so vibrant of the education that, you know, the Digvijayi Pandit traveled all over the that part of the world and conquered everybody, except he was worried that he will go to Navadvip at the last, because he heard Navadvip is a very scary place, that everybody gets smashed, you know, whatever philosophy you have, because Navadvip is so big, with a loaded of scholars. So that time, Shivas Thakur, Ramai, his brothers, they were born, and Advaita Acharya also born. Advaita Acharya is 52 years older than Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur is 35 years older than Mahaprabhu. So they are all older, they appeared before Mahaprabhu. And they came to live in Navadvip because it's the highest focus on the education world, or high class people lived there at that time in the world. Then Shivas Thakur with his group and Haridas Thakur just arrived at that time in Navadvip. Before that he was in a Fulia and Buran Gram. He was not chanting 192 rounds. This is a very special incident took place few days at that time, where Haridas Thakur started chanting 192 rounds from that incident. The Shivas Thakur and Ramai and all four brothers, they would go out and chant, and people would really ridicule them instead of taking shelter. And they're all Hindu religious person. They're not just, but their mentality was like atheist and agnostic scholars. So every day they would go out and preach or try to chant Hare Krishna and engage other, but instead they tried and they would come home and they locked the door and they would cry. They would really cry and pray to Lord Krishna. This is too much. The Kali Yuga influenced so much that the whole education system of the world taken by those agnostic who does not even support the eternal dharma, eternal duty of chanting Hare Krishna. Instead, they are busy for three things. Taking birth, when child is born, they make a big festival, and the wedding is the biggest. Every scholar, every religious person, they would lavishly spend money, and this is what Navadvip was flourishing, and all over India was under that influence. And that time, and the death, these three. Shivas Thakur, every day would cry, but then Advaita Acharya, he made his house in Santipur, then came to Navadvip and he made a little place to live there. And then he came across these four brothers, Shivas Thakur's brother. And then he would follow them. And he went to his house, their house. And Haridas Thakur, previous to that, just came in contact with Advaita Acharya in Santipur. So they both came. And then they went inside the house, and Shivas Thakur over there, he started speaking about how degraded this society is, that nobody has any interest to become Krishna conscious. And he started crying and crying, and he started praying, not knowing who is Advaita Acharya, not knowing who is Haridas Thakur either. So Advaita Acharya, seeing this, Haridas Thakur immediately took the Japamala and he says, I'm going to start chanting 192 rounds from today, just to have effect to the Kali Yuga Jiva. Otherwise, there is no other way. And they used to worship that mantra, Hare Nama, everybody together, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. Prabhupada loved that sloka. Because they loved it, they used to worship that sloka. Then Haridas Thakur took this bow and started loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Advaita Acharya, he did not cry. And he was just observing all these other devotees in that room. They are afraid of Kali Yuga and they are crying and they are not finding a solution how to make this Krishna consciousness in the heart of those leaders. So in front of them, he roared, first time in his life. He roared so loud with the name of Hari. It says, Suya Achinu, Mahaprabhu himself revealed this later on. Suya Achinu Kira Samudra Vitare, Muro Nidra Bhanga Hoilo Narar Hunkare. Mahaprabhu says, I was having a wonderful time in the milk ocean. I didn't have any problem. All of a sudden I saw my bed is shaking. I was thinking, who is causing me? I woke up, but oh, it's Nara. Nara is the nickname of Advaita Acharya. That he roared such a way that day that it shook the Krishna's lying down in the spiritual world in his pleasure bed. Even in the spiritual world, there is some disturbance because of the pure devotee's prayers in the material world. Spiritual world is undisturbed, that's true. But when pure devotee, such as Advaita Acharya, he wrote such a heavy prayer. This is a unbelievable prayers of Hunkar prayers that nobody ever did before. But he didn't hear any response. Then he roared again. This time he roared so heavily that the door, window, everything shattered, like outside people started hearing, chanting. And people started gathering actually. It was not out of chanting interest, but out of what's going on. So on the third time of Advaita Acharya, he roared so loud. And he chanted, Hare Krishna, my Lord of Golokpati, if you do not descend to this material world to deliver this fallen soul, I will destroy this universe. That is very powerful. Lord Krishna lying down in a pleasure bed. Whole world will be destroyed. Who is this? Oh, Mahavishnu and Sadashiva incarnation appeared. He has so much love for me. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Mahaprabhu gave signal from that day. And then Advaita Acharya felt peaceful. And then Sankirtan movement really started taking off slowly, slowly. And this way, Advaita Acharya, his Hunkar devotional prayers was so powerful that beyond. Now you may say, he already knew this before, didn't he? Yogamaya covers. And guess who Yogamaya is? Anybody know? It's his wife, Sita Thakurani. She makes the whole play, whole show. She covered Advaita Acharya so that he could not see. What do you mean he covered? Because Advaita Acharya, if you look at the translation, you have to go like every word to word, you can find the secret of it, and then you see the different Acharya's commentary. It makes sense how they find the secret. And Prabhupada told us in the beginning, he said, you read synonyms, word to word, and then translation. Sometimes you'll find so many secret of Prabhupada, word to word meaning, then translation. And the translation has some hidden meaning. So you have to go both. So there it says that Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya is a combination of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. How this took place? So the news came that the Mahavishnu created, he is the efficient cause of this material creation. Means the desire to create emanated from Golok Vrindavan and it traveled all the way from Golok Vrindavan to Balaram to Mula Sankarsan in Mathura, Dwarka, Mahasankarsan in Mahavaikuntha, Ayodhya and other, then Sankarsan in Vaikuntha, then come to Mahavishnu. This is a big channel. The same desire of Lord Krishna. Then desire came to Mahavishnu, then expanded a light. And then Sadashiva, who is the material elements, upadan, cause. And then Maya is the instrumental cause, three cause of creation. Primary two, and then Maya is like a medium. But they had no connection with Maya in a direct sense. Just like an example Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave, you kill a snake, you hold a stick and kill the snake. It appears like the stick killed the snake. So if you did not see the person, and next time you see the snake and you're afraid and you saw a stick lying, but you know that stick is not killing the snake, you will be disturbed. Because you miss the person who was holding the stick actually killed the snake. So it is Mahavishnu, it is Vishnu is the cause of everything, it is, but the stick is the Maya. Everybody see Maya is doing everything. And that's also true. But the person who is holding the stick is more important than the stick. So similarly, the efficient cause and instrumental cause and ingredient cause, there is a collaboration. Very sweet. Can you imagine lying down for millions of years on the beautiful ocean and your wife giving you massage? This is what Mahavishnu does, lying down. All of a sudden news comes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to descend. He was so thrilled, he immediately emanated from his portion, light there, another portion came out, and Sadashiva hearing this, who is the ingredients cause, when in jubilation they embrace each other so tight, it became another form called Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya form is very rare. If you go to Biraja, you may not find it. Even though it's a combination of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, but it's very secret. It is only in spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, just to finish this, that Srila Prabhupada, he, as a grihastha, we know from Mother Mula Prakriti book that Srila Prabhupada used to go to Advaita Acharya's house because of his instruction he got from his Guru Maharaj in 1922 in Calcutta, Bagbajar Gauriya Math. And Prabhupada hold on to it. He even said one time that he was holding that instruction. He never forgot that instruction. He was always trying to execute, but he was waiting when the opportunity will come. And as a grihastha, he used to go to Advaita Acharya's house because without Advaita Acharya's mercy, it is not possible to establish. So the pujari of Advaita Acharya temple did not know Prabhupada until Ishkan took place. But he did remember that there was a grihastha devotee in a corner, he would come and chant and cry. And one day pujari asked to this grihastha devotee, why you are crying while you are chanting? And that's our Prabhupada. And as a grihastha, he would say, well, I got a heavy task. Oh, what is the task? To distribute Krishna consciousness in English medium to the English world. The pujari, I don't know what he understood, but one word he says, oh, whoa, that's big. That's all he remembers. Later on, when the Prabhupada's disciples, they went to Santipur, and on the back cover of the BTG, they found this Prabhupada picture, and the pujari went so ecstasy, because he remembered also a sannyas form of that grihastha. When Prabhupada took sannyas, then on the way, he departed from Calcutta, he came there, and he went to Advaita Acharya's house. And in the same spot he used to sit, he was sitting there and crying. And that same pujari was thinking like, who is this sannyasi? I remember one grihastha used to cry there. And he had a big instruction from his guru. So some or other he went nearby and then he realized that the same grihastha now is a sannyasi, Prabhupada. And then he asked and then he found out that he's departing for the West. So Prabhupada, even after all these things over, till today, Prabhupada is still serving Advaita Acharya. If you go to Santipur, you will see there is a plaque called, this is renovated by Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. This is how Prabhupada wanted. That's Prabhupada's trust. It's not well known to the Western world. It's only for India, the renovating the old holy places. Prabhupada established that. And it's still there. I remember that I saw that. And they are still funding some money to preserve Advaita Acharya's shrine and Advaita Acharya's temple and places. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. So the next slide we have, because of the time, there are a few things I put a note here that can you relate when we are following Srila Prabhupada everyday life? It is the duplication of Advaita Acharya's teachings. Oh, that was the fascinating. So I put in the second contribution of an Acharya that Srila Advaita Acharya, he used to have an inner feeling, inner conception every day. What would he think? He positioned himself. Who? He would always say, Chaitanya Das Mohi, Chaitanya Das, Chaitanya Das Mohi, Daseranu Das. This is the conception he had. He, even though he is non-different from the Supreme Lord, but we should always respect him both. Consideration of the ontological truth. He is non-different from the Lord. But consideration of the pastimes. He is always considering himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not see him difference. And that caused a big problem, if you see difference. We should respect both. Then, nourishment of their relationship will arise in our heart, if we can see that way. So, this is the first thing. What do? We come, pay obeisances to Prabhupada. It's the same thing Advaita Acharya did every day to his guru Madhavendra Puri. And the second thing he would do, every day he would do Vishnu Puja. When we come to temple, what do? We worship the origin of Vishnu. I never heard before Prabhupada anybody ever say in the history of Vaishnavism in India that you worship Shalagram Shila, that Advaita Acharya you worship, with a Tulasi. And you, after you washing, you put a flute and a peacock. You ask any Brahmana before Prabhupada came, even his Bhaktisiddhanta, they never even dreamed of thinking worshipping Shalagram Shila and offering flute and peacock. In New Vrindavan, Prabhupada wrote a letter that if you want to do proper Shalagram, he sent two Shalagram, and Radhanath Maharaj was a pujari there. So Radhanath Maharaj revealed that. He said, this is unheard of. Prabhupada said, you can put a flute and a peacock. Peacock feather, I mean. Sorry. Thank you. Not peacock. Thank you. Peacock feather. So this is not actually Shalagram Shila worshipping. This is a Krishna worshipping. Because Krishna is the compulsory flute. Not all Vishnu incarnation has a flute. Peacock feather, yes. But not flute. So Prabhupada's vision, this is Advaita Acharya's revelation after he took initiation from Madhavendra Puri, that he was in love with Krishna. Third things we do every day, we cook. Madam Mikha just announced. We cook and offer. And Advaita Acharya used to do every day with his family, with his good sons, bona fide sons, and useless sons also. Because Prabhupada used as the useless sons. And we'll discuss a few minutes if we have time. And every day he would distribute prasadam. Guess what Ishkan does? That's what we do. And then fourth thing, that every day he would recite Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And his position as a Bhagavatam speaker, he would position himself as by quoting this gata hare bhagavati ninam bhaktir bhavishyati, this is from second canto. That six things should be established to a, by the speaker when speak Bhagavatam. And this verse in second canto, seventh chapter, Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. Jata haro bhagavati ninam bhakti bhavishyati. Must conclude that Krishna is the object of everybody's love. Krishna is the supreme ultimate object of worship. Krishna is everywhere in the heart of every living entity. And Krishna's duty is, or no, Krishna perform destroying all the dirt from the heart and attract that heart towards his lotus feet. And Advaita Acharya would set up his mind every day before he speaks, and he would quote this. And he would also speak Bhagavad Gita every day evening. But sometime he could not understand. Can you imagine, Mahavishnu could not understand Bhagavad Gita. Who am I to think? I will understand. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat chapter 10, you can read, the whole chapter is all mostly based on this. Then he would go to in his room and he would cry and pray to Krishna. Why did you say this? Sarvato pani padam tat sarva. This is a one verse revealed there. It's in 13th chapter, 14th text. Sarvato pani padam tat sarvato akshi shiro mukham sarvato sutimal loke sarvam abhrita tishtati. Krishna in a form of Paramatma is everywhere, his ear, his listening, everything we talk, anywhere, anybody, even a jungle or city, everywhere. But he could not understand how is there Krishna's eyes and head and legs and everywhere, in everything. How to understand? Advaita Acharya could not figure it out. So he would cry. And Mahaprabhu told Advaita Acharya, you remember you used to cry? And I gave you assurance, don't worry, I'll come soon and explain you this. So there's a beautiful explanation another day, because it's a beautiful breakdown how every different personality sees that verse. Okay. Then we'll go to the slide 3. We should always focus when we, if we know whose name we are uttering, why, then it will give us that vision by their mercy in our heart. We always chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Why? Because Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the reservoir of all transcendental mela. The question came, can Advaita Acharya give love of Godhead of Vrindavan? Yes or no? And the answer is yes and no. And the explanation is required. And then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always should be addressed, he is the reservoir of all. And then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayana, these are the Prabhupada used to quote that verse. It's non-different from Radha and Krishna. And then just little touch what to remember that. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, then Mahaprabhu is everything, then why we need Nityananda Prabhu? He has the key to open that storehouse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the storehouse, but you need somebody to open it for you. Nityananda Prabhu has the key. So he represented by Guru, Prabhupada. And Nityananda Prabhu, he not only opened the door, he also distributes. And he gives every devotee according to our, thank you, adhikar, eligibility. And that's standard of measurement is faith. If we can appreciate and be grateful, our faith will immediately develop in the heart. Otherwise, very difficult. So then Advaita Acharya, because it's his day, that Srila Prabhupada, on the next slide, also Srila Prabhupada very dramatically explained this in his purport about how to see, oh, can we go next one to the Chaitanya tree. Okay, this tree, he We should visualize this because Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport that whole Krishna consciousness is nothing but compared to a beautiful tree. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Who is watering the tree? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also gardener. He is the tree, he is also watering the tree. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Biggest, one of the biggest limbs or branch. Who is Advaita Acharya? Another second biggest limbs or branch. Gadadhar Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu and Sivas, all other innumerable associates, they are all branches of that one tree. But you know the branches of the tree cannot be nourished without the root of the tree. So any branch do not have connection with the main trunk will die. This is the bad children or useless children, Prabhupada writes, of the Advaita Acharya. Even though, because disciplic succession is not maintained by the seminal, even though they are directly son of God, they never got Krishna Prem. And their descendants still in number of thousands all over in Navadvipa and Vrindavan and holy places. There's a 10 differences between us and them. One day we'll discuss. So Advaita Prabhu is the one of the biggest branch, if you look at it. This is Mother Urmila drawn this, she sent me this. I was asking for a tree, I asked somebody if he has a drawing of a tree. He got it by some Russian devotee, she put it very nice. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu is the one of the main trunk. Now, we should always focus like this. What is the wrong with the other three, other thousands of Advaita Acharya's followers headed by his three sons, his own sons, that during his time, you think we have a problem amongst God, brother, sister, different group? This is worse over there when I was reading. I was like scared actually. And it's not, we should not be disturbed. We should focus that if we are deviated from Prabhupada's teaching, we will be lost. I may be thinking I'm following, but I will be lost. Advaita Acharya was present in this planet when this thing took place. The three of his sons considered these 10 things away from Advaita Acharya. And it's very astonishing that Advaita Acharya, being so merciful, he says that they are deviating from my teaching and they concocted their own idea and they show their devotion towards me, but their devotion will destroy them. So, the bottom line of this, like for an example, they think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the manifestation of Srimati Radhika, which is half truth we take, but that's not the full truth. They take Advaita Acharya as a supreme absolute truth. So he should be worshipped with Krishna mantra. This is a big mistake. Now, in a past times, I don't know if they knew or not, there's a beautiful explanation given that Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he was aware Nimai's whole big changes from philosophically learned scholar defeating everybody, and then he went to Gaya and he transformed. He's not interested into philosophical argument. Rather, he's always crying for Krishna and he's exhibiting his ecstatic feeling. Then one day, Advaita Acharya, he was worshipping Krishna in Navadvipa, in Mayapur. Then Nimai, he is already, now his name is Bhabuk Nimai, means he's always in trance, separation feeling from Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, he is offering lamp like this, and Nimai just walked in, and seeing Krishna being worshipped, he fainted, because he's in separation in the mood of Radharani. So Advaita Acharya noticed, oh, Nimai has come, then he stopped offering the lamp to Krishna. He started worshipping the lamb to Lord Chaitanya. And Gadadhar Prabhu, being Radharani, he was there, he was thinking, how can such a learned person, Advaita Acharya, do such a big mistake worshipping a boy? Maybe he got some ecstasy, but why are you worshipping him? And it's offense. You know, you are worshipping Radha Samchandra, all of a sudden stop everything, worshipping somebody with those paraphernalia. So then Gadadhar Prabhu could not tolerate. He came nearby. Abhuta Acharya Prabhu, please, you are the most learned scholar. Nobody is equal to you. You know the philosophy, you know the truth. Why are you worshipping near a child? You stop worshipping Krishna. We came to see the worship of Krishna. Advaita Acharya laughed and laughed and laughed. And he's still worshipping this Nimai who is painted. And he's laughing and laughing. Gadadhar Prabhu started crying, please reveal to us. Mukunda Datta, they're all there. They're also confused. What's going on? Now Lord Chaitanya got love of Godhead, but you don't worship Krishna's worship to somebody just like that. Then at one point Advaita Acharya says, Gadadhar, how long you want to remain hidden, secret? You have to come out of the cave and see the truth. Yes. Then he started offering flowers. He says, I am worshipping the darling son of Mother Yashoda, the object, the only object of worship. Can't you see? Radharani started scratching him. Krishna, Nimai Pandit, is Krishna, Krishna, Nimai Pandit. It's like this was the first broke out, but all this time from childhood never knew that this Nimai is that Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. So Gadadhar started crying, how is this? Nimai is that my most beloved. Then fainted. All the associates, half of them fainted. Who's going to wake up who? They all fainted. They woke up and they started kirtan. And Nimai was revealed as absolute truth. Not by Nimai, by Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. It's almost 9. And let me see what else is there. Oh, this is so beautiful. I would request, if you want to know this slide, I can send you. And this is all from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter Adilila 6 and 12. It's very beautiful. And then the Kamalakanta Bishwas, it's so funny story. You can read also in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 12, 28 to 54. Can you imagine the Supreme God you worshipping? And you want to serve Him? And then you come and ask a rich man that my boss, who happened to be Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's my boss, I am his servant, but he's Supreme Lord, but he has some debts. Will you help to pay? And will you feel bad if somebody asks you that? Ask yourself. This is really dramatic. You read Prabhupada's purport, it's like, it felt like this, the way Prabhupada put it. You feel like, yeah, we should, well, watch out what comes out. Because I may want to serve the Lord, but what is my intention? In my own way, or actually there is a definition how to serve the Lord. There is a definition of bhakti. Bhakti definition, so some or other, the letter that he approached to the king, Pratapuddha, didn't go to the king, it went to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya says, don't allow him anymore to come and see me. And Prabhupada gave a beautiful reason why. You'll be deprived. So when we serve the Lord, we should have a position ourselves, how to serve, what is the intention behind mine. Well, he had a good intention to pay the debt. So Prabhupada put logic. What kind of logic is that? Now Prabhupada bring a reason that Daridra Narayan of Ramakrishna philosophy and all these bogus guys, why they profounding in India, all this. And everything, his origin seems like from there. The way Prabhupada put it. All misconception is coming from this misunderstanding of the pure. And so this is a beautiful explanation given. But end note, I would say that Advaita Acharya is the cause of Lord Chaitanya to come. Advaita Acharya is also the cause of Lord Chaitanya to disappear. And both are explained very nicely in the purport of Prabhupada in Adilila chapter 19, text 26, Antalila. And chapter 6, giving the cause of his appearance and cause of his disappearance. And Srila Prabhupada writes, from the day Advaita Acharya sent a sonnet, Baul ke kohilo lok hoilo baul kusko tubu. Memorize that because it's very funny. Baul ke kohilo lok hate nabeka is chau. So this is the poem that Advaita Acharya wrote, Jagadananda Pandit. So when they came and gave to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu started laughing, and Sarup Damodar was asking, what is that mean, this note? He says, please tell the madman that all the people are mad in the country because of his madness. And the mad, no more madness is selling to the mad people. I know. But I'm trying to put it in the rice. That the rice is not selling in the market because everybody is full. They all have. Did you get it? What is that? Exactly. They didn't even get it. So they asked Mahaprabhu, what does that mean? So then Mahaprabhu explained, oh, this is something. But even that Mahaprabhu didn't really explain the whole thing. It was kind of hidden secret. He said, oh, Advaita Acharya, he knows what he's doing. You know, he's telling us, like, before you do puja, you have a kumbha pot. And on that you put mango leaves, and you put a coconut. You know, everybody will know that they do. And then you invoke the Lord to come and appear. And then after puja is finished, you say, thank you Lord for accepting, now you can go. Sarup Damodar is thinking, what does that mean? Means Lord Chaitanya's days to distributing Krishna consciousness to the public ended there, according to Prabhupada. He said, from that day, for 12 years, he went in inner world to experience what he came to experience in the mood of Radharani and Gandhira. And others could not meet him easily, was very only intimate. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu is everything for us to understand who Lord Krishna is. Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vansha Kalpataru Vishya Kipasinda Deva Chabaditanam Pavana Pravishna Deva Kula Prabhupada ki jai. If anybody has a contribution, you can. Even the time passes, you can go. But yes, please.
Where is the pramana that this statement of the mystical statement, Paisana, took place 12 years before? Because the impression I'm getting in the Antalita, and I heard about it, frankly, being dark, it takes place and then he's leaving the material world, not that he's the end of the 12 years. What I never got the impression that he's
Advaita Charit, a book Prabhupada referred also in chapter 6, but he doesn't give details about that book. There are some conclusion is given more details about it. Now certain thing Prabhupada took from that book. Few things.
What book?
Advaita Charit.
Advaita Charit.
We don't take Advaita Prakash.
Advaita Prakash,
no. Because Advaita Prakash has 14 defects that we will not agree.
Okay, so, 10 different people, they've got Haribhava.
From the Prakash.
No, but you think 10 different people from the Ashar sons.
Yes.
The useless sons, they created, but,
no, for an example, they said Lord Chaitanya should be worshipped in the mood of Radha with Radha mantra, and Lord Nityananda should be worshipped by Narayan mantra. He said, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, no, this is bogus. Nowhere in scripture he said.
So, but this Advaita Paribhava that we hear from, you know, like so many people are Advaita Paribhava or whatever, but this is different than Ashar Sun. Or the same, or there's overlap. Yeah.
Well, yes, it's not. This is exactly what is happening. That the Achyutananda Then Krishna Mishra and Gopal Mishra. These three are the bona fide origin leaders that we accept. And they are called Advaita Parivar. But then Swarup Jagadish, they are not bona fide. They are also children of Advaita Acharya, but they concocted philosophy. Yeah, so, but they also claim nowadays they are Advaita Parivar. So,
Mixed up. But from the beginning, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came after those two guys. So we can't say whether they accepted it or not.
On Chaitanya Chaitanya?
On Chaitanya Bhagavad. It comes after those two sons.
No, well, it came, I mean, explain what happened, but this existed during Advaita Acharya's time.
Yeah, but those.
But nobody wrote it.
Biographies were written after.
Well, they didn't promote as much as their followers. They went wild. They said that Advaita Acharya should not be seen as a servant of Lord Chaitanya. He should be seen as a supreme absolute.
They don't accept Chaitanya Prabhu as Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's all simple.
That's true.
Then where will they get their information? Where will they get any pramana?
They speculate. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur smashed the whole thing. And if you, when we hear Prabhupada's lecture, you hear in Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur lecture. I'm serious. When you hear Prabhupada's conclusion on this, it's like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur speaking through his mouth.
Before Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Siddhanta wrote about it also.
Yes. Before we don't know.
But did anyone write before him, like Vishnu, Prabhupada, Vedanta?
Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur did some. He smashed, you know, Sokhi Bedi. You have 1 minute? I'll tell you one little first time. Sokhi Bedi. Because all these 13 Aposampradaya that Prabhupada put in Chaitanya Chaitanya, they all come during Lord Chaitanya's time. And it's all concocted, those who deviated from the pure path. Sakhi Bhakti comes from... Atibari, Prabhupada says, comes from the Hemalata Thakurani's disciple, Rupa Kaviraj. I made a little chart for all this.
He spoke and speaks too much, when he said Atibari.
Yeah. But Prabhupada says this, Atibari began from there. But here, Sita Thakurani, she was also, she's a Jogamaya. She was giving speech, so nice, eloquent. One time Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu was in a private room, they had a conversation, like we had a brief meeting, something like the private room, they were discussing how to make this happen. Sita Thakurani, Jogamaya, always at the door. Even Subhadra Rani, Jogamaya at the door. She's always at the door. So Sita Thakurani hearing, but also looking who else is coming, nobody should be allowed. So it's like she's at the door and she's listening Mahaprabhu's discussion with Nityananda Prabhu, secret. So at one point Mahaprabhu says, we need to start. And then she raised her voice. I'm ready. Can I start now? And Mahaprabhu was so happy with her. He said, yes. Advaita Acharya, you, wife, will make the world into it. But then we don't hear her name so much. Because there's this incident which took place, that she was giving such a nice harikatha, and those days the ladies are not allowed to initiate a man. This was some kind of customary. It's not something new, ISKCON has some, you know, this is right now going on in ISKCON. But this is not something new, it was there at that time too. But she speaks so eloquent, the two men, Nandaram and they became Nandini and Jambali later on. So they heard, they became so intimate, she has so much secret of this. So they wanted to hear more and more and more. But there's a boundary line, you cannot serve her personally, you know, like this, because it's etiquette. So they cried and cried, we want to hear from you, we want to hear, we want to serve you, we can't, only the ladies are allowed. So then she said, seeing their inquisitive, she gave actually special secret mantra. Because in Advaita Parivar, we don't see that actually they glorify so much of Radharani's externally, very hidden secret. And we worship Radha Krishna like this, but Advaita Parivar, they deviated, they only worship Krishna, not Radhani, because of this incident. So then what happened? They literally, these two men, changed By chanting Gayatri Mantra, their body transformed into female. It was a very rare exception. Nobody likes to talk about it. It's like a taboo or something. I'm not supposed to talk
about it. Reassignment.
But that's the funny thing is this doesn't. Because people started imitating. And those who started imitating, they are called Sakhi Bekhi. Some men started imitating immediately. They actually became female body. And they are actually entered into that Gopi Radharani servant like this. But other men who are not in that, they started imitating and they are called Sakhi Bekhi. Started. Bekhi means you dress like a Sakhi or Gopi. But they are not. They have a lust, greed, anger, all this madness, you know, but they dress like, and it's very disturbing. So Sita Thakurani stopped. He said, no more. That was the greatest favor she did. Yes. Not about this, right? Okay. This is supposed to be secret.
So in one of those slides, you pointed out that Advaita Acharya decides who and when gets named.
Yeah.
You know, in Mahamiri Swami's book about he also identified the ashrayas of the Panchakatva.
Yeah.
Advaita Acharya is considered the Pancharatriti Vidhi Ashraya.
Yes.
How are these two related? Who and when gets claimed in Pancharatriti Vidhi?
Because
what substantiates that who and when gets claimed?
You know where this comes from, this topic? It's Murari Gupta Kacha. Has details. To serve the Lord, we need an internal mood. And that mood comes from Gadadhar. So we chant Gadadhar. But where is the question of eligibility as I am a soul from marginal state? Where is my eligibility? Sivas. Because Sivas Prabhu is there, and Prabhupada says Sivas is the origin of this marginal potency. Because Sivas Prabhu is there, so we are automatically eligible to enter by His mercy. Then Advaita Acharya is very specific. Now, Prabhupada put, sometimes Prabhupada's way of saying is very mysterious too. He said when Lord Krishna and Golok thought, oh, I went there but I never distributed love of Godhead, I want to distribute, then Prabhupada writes, it happened to be Kali Yuga that Advaita Acharya was invoked. It's like it happened to be, so I don't know what does that mean, happened to be. But it's all arranged. So Advaita Acharya, we owe to him that he is the one who actually invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now. He could have invited after 20,000 years. He could have. But he invited now. So we owe him. Because of his invitation, we are eligible to enter now.